because what we need here is the hammers tapped together. You've never heard this myth, this rumor, this fallacy. If that be it, that you've tapped hammers together, then that's it. It's just like, well, I think it's in Nostradamus or something.
What is it, like casting a hex?
The moon turns to blood. Whatever it is, that you tap hammers together and something happens. But you're always told, at boys' school certainly, that if you tap hammerheads together... Hey, our student guys are still here. Cabs, huh? Yeah, it's true. If you tap hammers... Give us that song again you were playing earlier. One, two, one, two, three, and... Playing a song for us earlier. Here we go. That's it. That's it. Over the weeks, we're going to build that up. That's going to be something, that is. So now, you've got two hammers. What kind of hammers are they?
One's a riveting hammer and one's just ordinary sort of woodwork.
If anything was gendered, a riveting hammer is. Despite the advances made in Flashdance, where she played a welder, a riveting hammer is a very male thing. Right, we want you to give them a few taps together and see what happens. Here we go. That's enough, Alex. Alex?
Hello?
Anything happen?
No.
Are you near a window?
Yes.
Could you walk to it and see if the moon has turned to blood? Just go over and check it out.
Cloudy. I can't tell.
You can't tell. Well, but maybe behind it. We'll find out tonight when the moon doesn't actually rise at all. Thank you very much indeed. He's our Barry Bucknell, or whatever the phrase is. Next week he's going to take a spokeshade to a Kiwi.